Have you ever taken a moment to think about how you enter church? Do you reflect for a moment, or do you rush in without noticing? Padre Pio offers beautiful wisdom on how to approach this sacred space with reverence. Stay tuned. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. If you're not yet a member, we invite you to take this step for your own spiritual growth. By joining, you become part of a powerful prayer community, drawing closer to Padre Pio and receiving countless spiritual graces. Imagine having a saint as your intercessor, guiding and strengthening you in your daily struggles. This is more than a membership. It's a spiritual refuge, a way to deepen your relationship with God through the example of Padre Pio. Will you take this step today? You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you abundantly. Now let's move on to our story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, our time to reflect on the wisdom found in the letters of Padre Pio. In today's letter, found in Letters Volume 3, Padre Pio offers guidance to one of his spiritual daughters, Anita Rodote, on how to behave in church. In an age where casualness often creeps into sacred spaces, Padre Pio's advice calls us back to the reverence and composure appropriate for the house of God. So, let's explore what Padre Pio has to say. He begins with our very first step into the church. In order to avoid irreverence and imperfections in the house of God, in church, which the Divine Master calls the house of prayer, I exhort you in the Lord to practice the following. Enter the church in silence and with great respect, considering yourself unworthy to appear before the Lord's majesty. Among other pious considerations, remember that our soul is the temple of God, and as such, we must keep it pure and spotless before God and His angels. Then take holy water and make the sign of the cross, carefully and slowly. As soon as you are before God in the Blessed Sacrament, devoutly genuflect. Once you have found your place, kneel down and render the tribute of your devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Confide all your needs to Him along with those of others. Speak to Him with filial abandonment. Give free rein to your heart and give Him complete freedom to work in you as He thinks best. What an important reminder. How often do we rush into church without pausing to recollect ourselves? Padre Pio invites us to enter not just physically, but spiritually, with a heart prepared to meet Christ. He reminds us that stepping into church is stepping into sacred ground. He then turns our attention to how we should behave during Mass. When assisting at Holy Mass and the sacred functions, be very composed when standing up, kneeling down, and sitting, and carry out every religious act with the greatest devotion. Be modest in your glances. Don't turn your head here and there to see who enters and leaves. Don't laugh out of reverence for this holy place and also out of respect for those who are near you. Try not to speak to anybody except when charity or strict necessity requires this. Padre Pio reminds us that our focus in church should be entirely on the Lord and that we should strive not to distract others. He then extends this call to reverence beyond the church walls. On leaving the church, you should be recollected and calm. Firstly, take your leave of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Do not leave him without asking for and having received his paternal blessing. Once you are outside the church, be as every follower of the Nazarene should be. Above all, be extremely modest in everything, as this is the virtue which, more than any other, reveals the affections of the heart. You must be modest in speech, modest in laughter, modest in your bearing, modest in walking. He then continues. As a headline and example, always keep before your mind the Divine Master's meekness, which, according to the expression of the Apostle of the Corinthians, is on par with his gentleness. After so perfect a model, change all your external actions so that they are a faithful mirror revealing your interior sentiments. Never forget this divine model. Try to see a certain lovable majesty in his presence, a certain pleasant authority in his manner of speaking, a certain sweet serenity in his face. Imagine that extremely composed and sweet expression with which he drew the crowds, making them leave cities and castles, leading them to the mountains, the forests, to the solitude and deserted beaches, totally forgetting food, drink, and the domestic duties. Thus, let us try to imitate, as far as we possibly can, such modest and dignified actions. And let us do our utmost to be, as far as possible, similar to him on this earth, in order that we may be more perfect and more similar to him for the whole of eternity in the heavenly Jerusalem. Padre Pio reminds us that our reverence for God doesn't end when we leave church. It should be reflected in everything we do. Our behavior, speech, and even the way we carry ourselves should show that we belong to Christ. May this letter inspire us to approach the house of God with the reverence it deserves, because how we behave in church shapes how we carry Christ into the world. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.